Mwishina kwa Yesu Kristu kwa ile kusoma mwivu kuya kusindika kwa Timote.
Now we look at the second part, yes?
And the Torunga chapter 5, right chapter, we read.
It talks about the danger of being covetous and the errors that will come with it.
Wafya wabamo mkwato mtumo wa ulumkumbwa nefikonka ulumkumbwa.
Now I want to look at verse 5. Not useless wranglings of man of corrupt mind, the destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a mean of gain, from such withdraw yourself.
If you can pepe, if you want to ava onaika imitima nobulu no kuwulwe chine, pakutila vuka pepa chakono.
You know, if someone is always having frictions or conflict with others,
he
is destitute of the truth. Meaning he does not have the truth. Paul says that this kind of person is a warning.
Paulo alechilo yumuntu wa msangu efi fetu ataluka kukuli wene.
Don't draw near to such a, you know, such a person.
Mwipala maampe pi no yumuntu iyo.
You know, there's no need for you to reason with him, you know, to try to instill any sense that you have.
Chita fari chaya na chakuta chikutu wapala mkuli wene no kumuafuidisha kwe iyo pantutali wakumfwa.
You know, such a person is likened to a mocker.
Referring
to 2 Peter. A scoffer, rather, not mocker, scoffer. I want to read chapter 3, verse 3. Knowing this first, that scoffer will come in the last day, walking according to their own lusts.
Icha kubalila po mwaishivo kuti munshukusha kulekesha mkesa wakapumya nefya pumya kyavo.
So here Peter talks about scoffers will come.
Paolo alelanda pomulandi wa kubakapumya uti valino kuisa.
What does the scoffer do?
Nga wakapumya vachita finishi.
Return to Proverbs.
Mune mapinda.
Chapter 9.
Mapinda chapter 9.
We read verse 7 and verse 8.
Verse 7 and 8.
He who corrects the scoffer gets shame for himself, and he who rebukes the wicked man only harms himself.
We ever ula wami ponto e padi akupata. Eva ulo wa mano nao ale kutemwa.
Verse 8.
No, verse 7. Usalapulo wa miponto aileterela michendo. No we vaula mubifi ailetele misula.
Proverb tells us that we must not correct the scoffer unless he hates you.
Katia pa Paula letweva ukuchacha tufile kwa lungamika wa kupumia.
That's why Paul said to Timothy, any person who is constantly involved in friction with others and who is destitute of the truth, you know, do not speak to such a person. They even use godliness as a means of gain.
veina vamona inshira ninshira imoya kunonkela mo.
So from verse 6 onwards, here Paul explained that godliness with contentment.
Paulo alelanda palwa bulesanga chintu chakulisha nyana chom.
What is a true gain to you?
Munga chakunonga mchachi nechinshi chakunonshi.
To most people, to have a great gain means you have a lot of possession.
Vantu batila pakunonga pakunongila mwe kutira namu kwa jefya unoshifingi.
Meaning that you have millions and millions of watch out.
Mukutila namu kwacha makanana makanana nguma milioni ama milioni ya wakwacha.
When you open your eyes, you see kwacha.
Ilio mwaisula menso yenu mwule muna fioruboni.
When you sleep, you dream about kwacha.
Ilio mwalala au mwule lota fioruboni ulu.
So to many people, this is a great game.
Vena vantu ichi cha mwoneka kwacha kunongila mo.
But here Paul says, godliness with contentment is good game. Now, what is he talking about here? To be godly mean you fear God, you do what is right before God, You devote your time, you devote even your life here to the service of God.
Mulaposa inshita kabiri.
So if you have this godliness and you are content with what you have, you find that you will not be troubled by what? By the desire, by the urge of wanting to have more.
Mukamona okutila.
Here Paul is talking about a spiritual concept. In fact, this is a value concept that a Christian must possess. We must be determined to live a godly life. At the same time, we must not be drawn away by the pursuit of what? Possession in this world. We are not saying that you should not work hard to earn a livelihood
of
living for yourself. Actually, every one of us has to work hard. But we must learn to be content.
If you do it, if you didn't, if you know,
verse 7. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out.
Pantu tatuale teremo kantu pakuitsa panoisonde kaviri tatwinga fumiapo kantu.
This is true, isn't it?
What
have you brought into this world?
Chintu shachumule tefan pesa mbaya chalo.
Nothing.
Tapari.
Is that so?
Tufinemwa.
What can you bring out from this world?
Mge chumwinga fumia panoesamba ya chachinshi.
Nothing.
Tapari.
So when you die, you cannot carry even a single pot, one single pot out with you.
Nero mwafwa, damaka sendepo ulubo ni kakwacha na nguka mumuka hebe fiyapi ni mwaishile.
So again, we need to understand, the importance of obtaining eternity. And Paul says, having food and clothing, with this we shall be content.
Awe pakuba nefya kudya nefya kufwala tuteke imitima kuri ifefi ine.
Do you have food to eat?
Shina mkwate fya kudya.
How many of you actually go hungry?
In your life.
Do you go hungry? Even though you eat cassava, it's still very good.
You're
very happy. Is it also? Contentment. Meaning we must be satisfied with what we have. Right now, I want you to turn to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4 verse 11. Not that I speak in regards to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be
content. Kubulwa pantu ine ninsambilo kubowa de komutuma mumikalile iyo ndimo.
This is a great lesson that we all have to learn.
Ili esabilo lions monset fuye twaba kusambilira.
If we have learned to be content with what we have,
nga twasambilira kusuminisha nefyo twibiri aba kukalila mo,
fully satisfied with what God has given to us,
twasuminisha kuta difyo leisa efyo atpela,
we find that our heart will not be easily moved by the things of the world.
Tukasanga kutira timitima shesu tasha
even if your neighbor keep increasing in wealth, your heart will not become unsettled because you have learned to be content.
And
now verse 12, I know how to be abased, Philippians. I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I've learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer needs.
Naishivilo kuchendwa, naishivila nokusangalala. Mufintu fyonse ne misango yonse nasambilishiwe. Mkama iya kuikuta nokuba nensala. Kabiri iya kufululilwa nokubulwa.
Here Paul says that he knows how to be abased, he knows how to live humbly.
Mkutila Paulo alishiva shafiri aikala uamte katima.
To abound means to live abundantly.
Mukuba ifyo kwa tukwikala nechuma chingi.
Or to live in prosperity.
Nangu mubunonshi.
You know, if we are not content.
Ngachakuta tsuminisheta tifefyo kwete ifyo.
We are really in great danger of being drawn away by what? By the things of the world.
Kuti tulimubu afya wakusendwa nefya mwisonde.
Right now, there's a brother.
Ulimunine fwe.
He went to the UK to study.
He
was baptized in the True Jesus Church. The country that he came from was very poor. When he arrived in the UK, after 3 weeks he disappeared. He is married to a
non-believer.
And then what? He followed, you know, this lady to go to a church. You know, in the UK, he earned quite a bit of money.
Muyuke au mkwai yale nunga urupia panono panono. Padu fia kumupashi aluwa.
Because, you know, he does not know how to be content.
Pantu tatsumi nishe kukwishiva kukuba efyari.
Very important.
Chawa chikankara.
So if you are a person of contentment.
Nga muri vantu abasuminisha echo mkwetate efyo
tufire. You can live in a very poor environment.
kutumwaikana mucende muli kupina
you will not feel a suffocating
tetu mchula yanangweba kuchuluka iyo
even when you reach we live in a very prosperous place your heart remain very godly to his God
mutima wenu ngashukashala fiwa mina ndiye kuli lesa
this is how important it is to be content.
If you have now
we come back to chapter 6 of 1 Timothy.
Well, 1 Timothy chapter 6.
Chapter 6, verse 9 and verse 10.
Verse 9 and 10.
But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which draw men in destruction and perdition.
Lelo awafayo kuba nefyuma bawela mukweshwa kabiri mulukose kabiri mulunkumbwa ulwingi ulwa kutumpa kabiri ulwa kuchena ifyo fine abantu mukupomonwa kabiri muboni shakutwa nonkamwa
can we aim to be rich
nangwa kuchitwa tunga kuba oba unoshimwa
this is a very tricky question
ili pusho ya kuchenje shingana nshi
but here Paul says he who desires to be rich
iyo Paulo alecha juyole kukabira kunonka
fall into temptation and a snare
apone na mumesho kabiri no kutereteshwa
you expose if you desire to be rich all the time
ye mukitira inga mwababa kutontonkanya kwa bushya buno nshipe
panje nse you expose yourself to greater temptation and to more temptation and more snares
utumwa apone na mukweshwa okwinge
right now not only that we shall fall into many foolish and harmful lusts. You think of ways and means to become rich.
Kai tukafuai tukawela mufintu fya kuba kai tukafuai shishila isha lekana isha kuti tunonkele mu.
Now here it talks about foolish and harmful lusts.
Apa ilela ni pamula nduwa kutumpa ulukumbo lwa kutumpa kai lwaboni.
You find that this thing with will drown you, or which drown men in destruction and perdition.
Yoi tungula bantu mukuila mukufwa.
No, if you always work on the Sabbath.
Gario spesa bata mweva kumula bomba.
You don't come to church at all.
Kamuisa ku church na karya.
How can your faith build up? Because you feel that you work on the seventh day, you earn more.
Bantu mutela kuba mbapo mushikubala inga chine lubari mula nukila mwishingi.
You find that this is very dangerous.
Masanga chichi chikare chobu afya.
Verse 10. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierce themselves through with many sorrows.
Bantu kukute mwandalama enshita liyabubi enshinte liyabubi pimonsen vamo pakushintina mina valufiwa ukufuma kuchetekelo no kuisalamo ave amalangulushi ayenge.
Actually, this is a huge test to many of the believers.
The measure of powers minabenge.
You know, how can we not love money?
Kutwa firasha nukute morupia.
If you love money, you love me, you put your heart into it solely on obtaining money.
Mkuti langa mutuate morupia, mkute tuwa posa manwe doa vike mtimashesu uvunonshu warupia.
It is only a matter of time that you'll find that you will go astray.
Mkachafi haka anono, mkasangote ati mwafuma munshila.
You know, by the time you realize that you are astray, it might be very difficult for you to
is it
wrong to be rich?
No. But
there are more dangers associated with being rich.
Is
it not true? That's why Jesus said it is more difficult for rich people to enter the kingdom of God. Actually, this is very true. You know, if you study the parable of Luke, I want you to read verse 15. This is like the an instruction for a teaching given by Christ. Christ says we must beware of covetousness. Beware of covetousness. Now, Christ talks about our life is does not consist in what you have. Does not consist in the abundance of the things that we possess. Here Christ gives a very simple parable. While going through this parable, I want you to bear in mind, think about this question. Is this person in the parable a covetous man? Okay, now we read that. Now, so Jesus spoke a parable to them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully, is it? Now, if you were the rich man, what would be your response? Bonus if you will. Praise the Lord. Is it also? Thank God. Thank God for blessing me. Look at my few in Tagama shop. It's yielding plentifully. We will not say, praising God. Surely you will. Has he done anything wrong here? My question is, has he done anything wrong? When the field is yielding so much. Now look at verse 17. So he said within himself, what should I do? Sin, I have no room to store my crops. Because of the so much that the existing storehouses of barns, cannot store them all. So if you were the rich man, what would you do? Eat more. What would you have done? So much that you cannot sell. You have to store them, is that also? Fingi fia kuti la tuma filano kushia. Jikamiro unombo mwachashia na mwavika.
No, is there anything wrong for someone to plan so that he can store up all his goods?
Ushechani tachani vipanya kwa chumutu kuta wakwanta mapange ya kuta teakula chumua kubika fisao fiyako mwaru. Awe.
Obviously, if you were a rich man, you will plan about, you know, tearing down the existing one, you know, trying to build bigger ones, what, to store the goods.
Umari bakankala, utumwa mwana kutatea chumua chenu chinono, utumwa chumua chupangulula, no kukule chukuru ucha kuti.
Obviously, you know, when you see this, you know, the field is yielding so much. And you have done what is required to do,
store
all the produce. Surely you feel very satisfied, isn't it? Probably someone is even, you know, you even daydreaming, you speak to yourself, yeah, no problem, now I'm happy, you know.
Is there anything
wrong? Nothing wrong. Okay, we read verse 20.
Verse 20.
But God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided?
Wewa tumpa unogushuku umutuma obe valelondola kuri iwe nefyo upeke nye chikava shakwani.
So is he who lay up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God.
Efyo chiri kule vikilomu ineshuma no kukanava uwa chinda makulilesa.
To be honest, answer the question. Did he show any sign of
covetousness?
The preamble of this parable, yes, the introduction of this parable is about what?
Covetousness.
Was he covetous? Yes.
Kulingana wena te.
I will say to my soul that is right.
Sometimes
you also say to yourself, what's wrong with
that?
If I might be, let's say, I'm saying I'm now talking in the side as a believer. I will not use this term.
Okay, maybe you don't speak to your soul. Do you not speak to yourself? Have you not spoken to yourself?
You have.
I have spoken to myself.
But the problem here, he was right here. I will say to myself.
You have many goods.
Laid up for many years.
Is
eat, drink, and be
merry.
Verse 19 is the key, okay?
Verse 19, it's the key.
Okay. Basically, he did not covet,
okay?
Now, in his entire planning, or in his mindset, can you see God in it?
No, isn't it? It's
like God is not in the equation. So this is the key here, or the main point here. If you work to a point that you have forgotten God. You fail to keep the commandments. That is an act of covetousness. You can earn your living.
God
can bless you, no problem. But God must be in the equation. Your riches should not draw you away from God. If you're rich,
riches draw you away from God,
then
that is covetousness.
Because
you have not relied on God.
You understand what I'm saying? We're
not judging from our standard.
If we
do away with verse 20 and
21, verse 20 and 21,
this is precisely our mindset.
If we
he can even sacrifice God or sacrifice the commandments of God for the sake of getting more wealth. Is it not true?
Do sanga kutwa sangukila lesa kutwa sangukila na malango ya kwalesa mukuti tunonke fiem.
Even though you do not cheat,
nangu tamuvepele,
you do not lie. But the only thing is God is not in the equation.
Lelo chabu kuchukuta lesa tani uchuma chenu.
That amounts to be covetous.
Icho chai mina kukuwa ubalu mkumbwa.
So don't think that I have not done anything wrong.
Everything
that I do complies with the law of the land.
John said, "John, chita, mkuai chai fino wewe wa malango ya chalo, na mufundi ya chalo."
The only thing is that God is not in the heart.
Icha apa cha kuchati lesa tayi mutima.
God has been removed.
Now
money has occupied the first place in the
heart.
That's why God said to him, fool! This night your soul will be required of you. Tell me all this you have now. To whom shall it be given?
Actually,
we need to remember this. While we are working for God or earning our own livelihood, God must be in the equation.
Let's have
James.
Chapter 4, verse 13 to 16.
Here is another simple example. You know, is it wrong to plan to sell and to buy? Is it wrong? Today, if you plan to what? To go to such and such a city.
And you decide
to spend a year there, you know, to buy and to sell. Is there anything wrong with that?
Is there anything wrong?
Anything wrong? No, the action itself is nothing wrong. It's not wrong. It's okay to make a profit. But in the mindset. Have you asked of God first? Do not think that, I will surely go there without even thinking about God. Now, we look at verse 14. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Okay? Our life is very short. We do not even know when our life will come to an end. Though we have a plan in mind, instead we ought to say, if the Lord's will, meaning if this is the will of God, let it be done.
Very important.
This is where we differ from other Christians.
We
must always invite God to plan for us.
fetwa mwitala isa kutachi atupeke nshako ifwe.
Now, so verse 16.
But
now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Verse 16.
Lelo nomba mwitakisha ifya matutumuko yenu. Mataki yonse ayabe ifi yabu bifi.
If you do not pray about what you want to do,
or
if you do not consult God in your prayer, if you do not humble yourself by saying that if this is the will of God, let it be done, the Bible says you boast in your arrogance. Not only that, all such boasting is evil.
Has
the guy here, done any physically evil thing?
It's
the mind. So we cannot put it this way, conceive a plan for ourselves without God in our mind. Thinking that we can achieve things for ourselves. Even though we are very capable. We are very gifted. We are very competent in the things that we do. Being a Christian, we must what? Always include God in our plan, in our thinking, in whatever things that we do.
Kakuwa mwina Kristo tufuile, tuawika lesa kutanshi mbuku fionse, fetule pekanya, nefetule chita. Fionse, fetule fai tuchite lesa, kuya wakubalila po.
If you look at verse 15 again,
nga maalwesha verse 15 akabili,
he said, if the Lord wills,
nga ufaibo kwa lesa wachitika uchitike,
we subject our plans to God, we submit our plans to God.
Tufuile tuapela, mapange yeskuli lesa.
We allow God to be the master, to be the director of our life.
Twaleka lesa awa nyumo wa kutungula we mnyoshe su.
We allow Him to achieve it for us.
Twaleka lesa atinokesha kwa ifwe.
If He so wishes.
Nga kabila ngutse fwa ikwa.
If we do not possess this mindset.
Tukwe te liliano.
We are guilty of boasting in our own arrogance. And James says that this is evil. Now we turn to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3.
Mapinda chapter 3.
Okay, now we read verse 7.
Chapter 3, verse 7.
Okay, now I think with what we have said, when we look at this verse 7, perhaps you will understand it better. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Verse 7.
Mapinda chapter 3 verse 7. Yeah, because this one is tight. So. Chapter 3 verse 7. Weva uamano mumenso yove wemwine. Tina Yehova nokufuma bububi.
Now what is this evil here? What evil is this?
Ngobubi shubu.
Being wise in your own eyes.
Ukuba na mano mumano yenu mwebene.
So if you look at verse 5 and verse 6.
Mumarocham verse 5 and 6.
When you lean on your own way, that is evil.
Ile mwashintira mano yenu mwebene rube mbu ngobubi.
So you understand what I'm saying now?
Numba na mubaba kuiruka kuyendela ndapo mwa.
So this is very important.
Ichawa chikankala.
Can we be rich?
Shabutuabanonshi.
Yes.
Eh.
But don't forget. While you are working for your life. Christ must remain the first in our hearts.
Kristo afirewa abo wakubairira po mu byo tulechita.
You cannot earn your livelihood in such a way that you have forgotten about Christ, you have forgotten about the commandment, and you don't do anything for Christ at all.
Tetu mwikale mwe wenu mwalaba kona kulilesa buri Kristo fyonse mwashitire fe palwa vaimwe mwebe ne yo.
Otherwise we will end up what? Just like a rich fool.
Ngetekyo kuti mwavanga uyu munonshi watumpa.
Sometimes I feel that a blessing may not be, physical blessing may not be a good thing for us.
Ninda mwele chakuti ati ya mapalo ya kwi katrafu ya kumibirifia fine. Ya wae mapalo ya suma iyo. Tefi fine mwa.
If God keep on blessing you.
Ngale sa tuwa ya fiale mipala fi, ale mipala fi.
And because you want to receive the blessing,
Nkabula,
so
much that
you need to draw further and further away from God. To a point that you don't come to church anymore.
And
you forget about your family. You can't even find time to pray and read the Bible. That kind of physical blessing is like a what? It's like a disaster in disguise.
Mapalo ya kumubira ya yabanga yabo na ushi yakwati kwe na mupalwa.
So the principle is this. We must learn to be content with what we have.
Tufuye twasuminisha kutete chinkwete awe ni chifino fine.
We do our best to earn for our livelihood.
Tume ala kuposuka mano mkununka efe tufuye utuwa kwate mubika shuwesu.
Again we say it is not wrong to be rich.
But it is
absolutely a disaster for what? For drawing away from God because we want to be rich.
Is
okay? So this is the danger, okay? So when the Bible says the love for money, it means that the love, that your entire self has been given to the gaining of wealth. Surely that is a sin. And that can kill many people. Meaning many believers lose their spiritual life. As a result.
I think it's a lot
for this afternoon. See you later on. Time to let's pray.
Christ,
in the name of Jesus Christ,
we pray. Hallelujah.